You're listening to Daybreak on CBC Radio 1. Coming up next in our investigation of Grand Forks City Hall, the plot thickens. In the past hour of Daybreak, we've heard that the mayor of Grand Forks, Frank Conrad, was warned about a potential conflict of interest on his first day in office. We heard that he never disclosed that fact to the public or at open council. We heard that he participated in council discussions on the very matter he was warned about and that he did not initially recuse himself. And we learned that, at first anyway, he didn't want to talk about it.
You don't feel a responsibility to answer this question?
None whatsoever.
We did eventually get more answers. You heard those in our last half hour. Now, you'll remember that all of this started with a confidential memo. A confidential memo about a meeting on Frank Conrad's first day in office. That memo raised all sorts of questions. But the biggest question of all, is this. Why are there two different versions of this memo? Here's what happened. When we first started working on this story, we were provided access to documents obtained through a Freedom of Information request. That request was made by a citizen of Grand Forks, and it included this confidential memo about the mayor being warned about a potential conflict of interest. We wondered if perhaps there was something else within that FOI package that might explain the mayor's actions, and we wanted a hard copy of the full package for our files. So, here's what we did. We asked the city of Grand Forks to provide the exact FOI package that was originally released to this citizen. In fact, we asked for it specifically by its reference number, number 00012015. And they sent it to us, all 153 pages. The two packages should have been exactly the same. And they were exactly the same, except for one page. And the one page that was different? You guessed it. The one page that was different was that confidential memo. If you'd like to see the two versions of this memo, we've posted both on our Facebook and Twitter feeds so you can see for yourself. In both versions, the mayor asks his senior staff member to retrieve a contract. In both versions, she warns him about a potential conflict of interest, and he asks to see the contract anyway. But here's where these two versions of that same memo differ. In the first version, the chief administrative officer leaves the meeting, returns with the contract, gives it to the mayor, who keeps it for the next few days. In the second version of the memo, that never happens. There's no mention of the CAO leaving the meeting. There's no mention of her giving the contract to the mayor. In fact, there's no mention of the mayor ever laying eyes on that contract. So, what the heck is going on? Now, the memo provided by our source, I went to Grand Forks to examine it. I checked the staples on the package of documents to ensure they hadn't been replaced. I photographed the memo inside that document package, and I read it aloud to its author, Sarah Winton, who did not dispute its contents. The mayor also confirmed the events outlined in that version of the memo. So, why was there another version? And why, in that version, was key information missing? That's where things get interesting. Now, it's not necessarily against the rules to change documents after they're written, of course. It happens all the time, and for very good reason, to clarify the record, for example. But remember, if these notes were changed, the alterations happened at least 8 weeks after the fact. I spoke to a forensic investigator at one of Canada's leading accounting firms. She told me it would be unusual for notes like these to be changed 8 weeks later. She called it curious. A bigger problem? the fact that when we asked for that document, we got a different version. Are we right to think that's unusual?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think I've ever heard of one being altered after the fact.
That's Vincent Gogolek. He's the head of BC's Information and Privacy Association. So, should the city of Grand Forks have a copy of the first version of this memo?
Yeah, they have to keep a copy of what they sent out, because if the requester doesn't like what they get or thinks that they should have got more or disagrees with whatever redactions the public body made, we as requesters have the right to complain to the commissioner, and the commissioner's office gets to take a look at what went out. So they need to have exactly what was sent.
And if they don't have that?
Well, then there would be a problem, I would think.
Of course, we have asked the city of Grand Forks to double-check this. They say they have, and they insist that they gave us the copy they gave our source. We asked for an explanation of why there are two versions of what should be the same memo. City staff did not respond. You might wonder why any of this matters. After all, we're talking about one line on one memo buried deep inside the annals of Grand Forks City Hall. But it does matter. And here's why.
Well, it's important for the proper functioning of government. Government runs on information. We need to know. Part of it is for us as citizens to be able to keep our elected and unelected officials accountable. And in order to do that, we need to know what they did and why they did it.
What they did and why they did it. Huh. We don't know why there are two versions of this memo, and neither does the mayor. Here's Frank Conrad again.
To my knowledge, there is only one document that we issued out. If you have two, then I don't know where the other one came from, and you might have to check your sources on that one.
One last note on this story. Grand Forks City Council did eventually vote to get a legal opinion about conflicts of interest. That legal opinion found that the mayor was in an indirect pecuniary conflict of interest all along, just like his CAO warned him he might be on his first day in office. Here's the thing. That legal opinion that started with concerns around the mayor, well, those lawyers also checked out another city councilor, Julia Butler. And in the end, the legal opinion was used in an attempt to remove her from office, and not the mayor. Just this week, the court found that she resolved her conflict of interest and acted in good faith. Julia Butler has now called for an independent investigation into various matters at Grand Forks City Hall. Stay tuned.